TV.
Gonna do things a little more informally here at the end of the week. Welcome to the show. I'm Martin Zender, and I've thought of a new name for those who believe that Jesus Christ did not pre-exist his appearance in Bethlehem. It's just kind of awkward to call them the people who believe in the non-pre-existence of Christ. So I thought of a new name. It's the NITC Brigade. Yes, that's right, the NITC Brigade. What does NITC stand for? I'm glad you asked. The Nothing is Through Christ Brigade. Nothing is through Christ. That's the new name, NITC. That's the acronym. So here we go. Oh, before I get started here in earnest, my fans are getting younger and younger. A regular viewer of this program sent me this video of her two daughters. I love this. Take a look.
You love this song, huh? Pete!
MCTV.
In my estimation, ladies and gentlemen, this teaching of the non-pre-existence of Christ is right up there. It's natural.
Again!
Okay, am I ever gonna watch the video? I just have two dancers. Oh no. Nice jumping. Look at that dance move.
Oh,
come on, let me listen to what he has to say.
I'll tell you one thing. These kids won't grow up being part of the NITC Brigade. All right, I got one more piece of business here. Vanessa Gray, our sister who was brutally attacked along with her son in her home, is so grateful for everything that you have done for her. She wrote a thank you note to all of you that she wants me to read. She raised $4,000 to help her get out of the country. I was astounded at the generosity. Well, not really. She was unsure about it, and she didn't ask me to do this. I said, look, you need this help. And she actually tried to talk me out of it. Well, Martin, I don't want you to, you know, bother people, and I don't want you to have to mention money. You don't mention money very often. I said, look, the body of Christ takes care of one another. And you came through for her in a very big way, and it just gets to me, and it definitely got to her. So Vanessa says, often thank you letters tend to come across as boring corporate letters which have a distant attachment to them. This is why I took the time to read each person's name on the PayPal transactions. Thank you to those who have generously and freely given to me. I have sent Martin a list of those who have. The donations we received will be used for the application for our British visas and passports, and to enable us to pay for our dog, which I must take with me. He is so part of our family. Not only were we traumatized by the event, but so was Mr. Dobby. Mr. Dobby did not like what he saw that day. Immigrating to any country, one needs to go through a lot of red tape. Our South African passports take up to 4 months. And then the British visas and passports take another 5 months. However, the paperwork has been put into place, and that's because of you. We are saving this woman's life. Things are getting that dangerous in South Africa. For your information, there has been a 31% increase of applicants, no wonder, wishing to leave South Africa, hence the delay in issuing South African passports. Thank you for your prayers and support. We often underestimate prayer. A simple prayer of, "Oh God, please help me to endure this," surprised the attackers. I did not plead for my life. Instead, I asked God to deliver me from such evil and to do it quickly. And they left quickly after that. In Christ, Vanessa, Stefan, her son, and Mr. Dobby. It's not every day you get a thank you note from a dog, but Mr. Dobby is also grateful to get the hell out of South Africa. The NITC Brigade, nothing is through Christ. That's what those who do not believe Jesus Christ pre-existed before his appearance in Bethlehem must believe, because Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:6 that all is through Christ. All, everything is through Christ. And again, as I said yesterday, the opposite of that is believing that nothing came into existence through Christ. Because by the time Christ showed up in Bethlehem, according to the NITC Brigade, everything had already been created, so nothing came through him. And yet, 1 Corinthians 8:6, all came into existence through him. I'm going to read this verse now, and then I'm going to go to John 1, and then I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 8:6. "Nevertheless, for us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all is." Simple words. One God and Father, out of whom all is. One Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all is. Yet not in all is there this knowledge. Now, if this verse had said all is out of Christ, I don't think anybody could deny that verse. Because obviously, all is out of God is speaking of the entire creation. And I want to point out to you that in front of the word all here is a tiny black superscript dot in the Concordant version. That indicates the definite article, the. The all is out of God. The all. The all is out of God, out of whom the all is, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the all is. The definite article is there on Christ as well. Now, this verse could have said, I'm getting theoretical now, all, the all is out of Christ. And that is almost true, except for one thing. There's one exception to that, and that's Christ himself. Christ didn't come out of himself. Christ is the image of the invisible God, God's creative original, or the origin of the creation of God, Revelation 3:14. And after God created Christ, everything else came into existence through Christ. Christ became the channel God used to bring the all into existence. The all. And there you have it. Christ is the channel. God is the source, but he created everything through Christ. And we have a beautiful backup verse to that in John, of course. Let me give you a quick read on John chapter 1. In a beginning was the Word. What's the Word? Everybody likes to argue, what's the Word? Well, it's pretty plain when you read this. For one thing, John is writing about who? About Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was toward God. So the Word here is not God, but the Word, and here it is a figure of, you might say it's a figure of personification, where the Word is personified, or you might say it's a figure of association, where the Word is put for Christ. You're going to see plainly that this is Christ. In a beginning was the Word, and the Word was toward God, and God was the Word. Now, the killer verse is coming up, but why does the Concordant Version say, and God was the Word? The King James will twist the Greek around. The King James says, and the Word was God. Completely different meanings. You can't just willy-nilly twist the words around. What John is saying is that the God of the Hebrew Scriptures, any theophany, that is people, quote, seeing God in the Old Testament, was actually the Word. The Word was God. That's what the King James says. And God was the Word. The God that you saw, the God that Moses saw, the God that spoke was the Word. It was His expression. It was His Son. This was in the beginning toward God. And here it is. All came into being through it. All came into being through it. Well, that goes right along with 1 Corinthians 8:6, doesn't it? And our friend Jason has problems with the word it. All came into being through it. Why would Jesus Christ be referred to an it? Well, the it is referring to the associated word. The it is referring to the word word. It's being put as a figure of association or as a personification, being put for Christ. So the it is referring to the word. But pay attention here because it's easy to follow after this. All came into being through it. I mean, how could everything come into being through a thing? No, all came into being through Christ. Because Paul says, all is through Christ. The all is through Christ. And apart from it, the Word, the Logos, the expression, not even one thing came into being which has come into being. In it was life. In it? We're still talking about the personification of Christ, namely the word, Word. In it was life, and the life was the light of humans. Now you're getting the indication that he is talking about Jesus Christ. And the light is appearing in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Perfectly corroborated by every other scripture. The origin of the creation of God, Revelation 3:14. All came out of God, but all was through Christ. The very wording we find here. All came into being through it, the Word, and apart from it, not even one thing came into being which has come into being. If that's not enough, I turn now to Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, speaking of Christ, in whom we are having the deliverance, the pardon of sins, who is the image of the invisible God. This is Jesus Christ, the image of the invisible God. That's the first thing God required, was an image, because God is absolutely invisible, absolutely inaudible, absolutely, as far as the being is concerned, imperceivable. We see him through the creation, but he himself is unknown apart from an image. It was the first necessity to create an image. Do you think that God would wait 4,000 years to create an image? It's ludicrous, especially when Scripture plainly says that he's the origin of the creation of God. And again, the Scripture could say all is out of Christ, except there's one exception. The all is out of Christ. Even if there's one exception, the Scripture can't say it. And the exception is Christ, because Christ could not come out of Christ. Christ came out of God, and everything else subsequent to the creation of Christ came into existence through Christ. And we read that exact thing in John 1. And here we read it again. Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature. Some people might say, well, firstborn is just a title, Martin. Firstborn. No, he is the firstborn. There's not a, it's not that there's a concept that's the firstborn or a figure of speech. No, he is the firstborn of all, of every creature, for in him, and here we go, in him is all created. He's talking about Christ here. In him is all created. What more do you need? All is created in him, in Christ. The being, the person, the Son of God. Oh, speaking of Son of God, I'm going to get to that in Job. All came into existence. I can't say it enough. It's so great. For in him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through him. See, it's not only in him, but it's through him. Exactly what 1 Corinthians 8:6 says. All came into existence through him. All is created through him. I don't know what else you need. So it's the nothing is created through him. You could use that acronym. N-I-C-T-H. Not as elegant as my other one. Nothing is created through him. That's what these folks are saying. Nothing is created through Christ. Nothing is created through Christ. Well, there's a little bit of difference between nothing and everything. All is created through him and for him, and he is before all. He is before all, and all has its cohesion in him. So between 1 Corinthians 8:6, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and Colossians 1, 16, I don't know, folks. It's pure sophistry that would explain this away. It's a song and dance. It's a magician's trick. Or somebody put it in the comments, it's a big-time pretzel twisting to explain away these really easy-to-understand verses. They're pretty easy to understand. All right, now, the Son of God. Watch this. Watch this. Job, chapter 38. I referenced this yesterday. I put the verse on the screen, but the more I think about it, the more like, duh, this is. Add this to the three verses that I just read to you. God to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Oh, this is the creation of the earth. This is Job 38:4. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who set its measurements? Since you know. Or who stretched the measuring line over it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? What? All the sons of God shouted for joy at the laying of the foundation of the earth. Are we to believe that all the sons of God attended the laying of the foundation of earth except the Son of God? It's ludicrous to even entertain it. This is why I kind of hate doing this, because it's so ridiculous. Again, it's like trying to show people that, yes, the flood of Noah was worldwide. It's like, what? How could you read any of the scriptures describing the flood of Noah, where everything that had breath on the earth perished and the waters rose 15 cubits above the highest mountains on earth? How do you get from that the flood was local? How do you get that from that? I don't know. That takes a special kind of pretzel twisting. And so does this. It takes a special kind of pretzel twisting to think that the sons of God shouted for joy except the one who did it all. No, he didn't show up till later. 4,000 years later. What? What? No. No. The verses I read you to start this show, in my mind, are simple enough for a 5-year-old to understand. I'm not trying to belittle the people who believe in, or those members of the NITC brigade, the Nothing Is Through Christ brigade. I'm not trying to belittle them by saying that a 5-year-old can understand these simple verses. But I guess what I am doing is proposing the idea that there has to be some strange motivation. There has to be some ulterior motive. And if the only motive is to try to take away one of the arguments of the Trinitarians, that's weak. I don't know. There's got to be something else. I just can't figure out what it would be. But there has to be something to make someone take these obvious verses. All is through Christ, turn it into nothing is through Christ. All is created through him. Nothing is created. To turn it into nothing is created through him. And then the specificity of John, nothing that exists came into existence apart from the Word, which is a figure of association for Christ. How do you, what's got to be going on there to make you not want that? Not that whether we want it or not makes any difference. The Word makes the difference. But if you want Christ to get as many glories as possible, here's the most obvious one laying right on the ground for you to pick up. It's a diamond right there. I decided to put this to the test. I mean, how would I explain 1 Corinthians 8:6 to a 5-year-old? Or better yet, I'm going to explain it right now to those two young ladies who were dancing to my theme music. How old do you think they were? Maybe 3 or 4? Yeah, I could explain it to them, and this is how I would do it. I would say, young ladies, you see this water? Now it's coming out of this faucet, isn't it? But now look what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a strainer here. Look at that. Now, all the water is coming out of the faucet, but all the water is coming through the strainer. It's just like the creation of the world, the creation of the stars and the planets, the sun and the moon. It all came out of God, but it all at the same time comes through Jesus Christ. And they would get it. And they would say, Mr. Zender, you make sense for a living. I would say, yes, children, that's true. I'm glad you realize that. And I'll tell you one thing they wouldn't say. They wouldn't say, the strainer doesn't exist. No. It takes an adult with an ulterior motive to say something like that. And I haven't even mentioned Philippians. I've mentioned it so often that he, Christ, emptied himself, taking the likeness of humanity. That could only happen if he voluntarily emptied himself. You can't do that if you're not a real being. And these sons of God that shouted for joy, would any of our detractors say that, well, none of those actually were there? They're not real. God was just projecting. He was looking into the future through his telescope of time. And I don't know what kind of sophistry is involved with that, but it's just, no. These creatures were real. And it's a shame. What a shame that the Son of God wasn't there. That the preeminent one, the Son of his love, the firstborn of all creation, the image of the invisible God. It's a shame that he's actually the last, according to this teaching, he's the last Son of God. And I would have to say, really, as someone who sometimes thinks like a 5-year-old, the last and the least. That's a pitiful teaching. Just think about that this weekend. Just think about that. And remember, I make sense for a living. Not only 5 days a week, but also on the weekends. Ask my friends. They'll tell you.